When I was around 20, I lived in Germany for a few months. And when I arrived, I was overwhelmed by the different culture and different food and different language, of course. And so I, again, in this time of facing all of these unknowns, I decided to cling for one thing that I knew would be certain in this world. And so I decided to go to McDonald's. And in going there, I was all ready, and in fact, when I was in line, I was practicing, those basic sentences, like, I would like to order, very polite German. I had it all ready to go, and then I got to the front of the line, and, I said this grammatically correct sentence, and the response that this fast food person, who had says this a million times a day, and so all his words slurred together, he looked at me and he said, here to go. And again, that wasn't one of the options in the high school dialogue, right? And I was like, yes. And he looked at me and said, here to go. And I said, yes. Finally, he shook his head and said, here? And I said, yes. And then I realized he had to pay for the ketchup, and the soda didn't come with ice, and like all these things were different. And I just wanted something to be familiar, yet it was clear that the road that I had taken to get there, yeah, there was not going to be the way that I could go forward. Again, I was hungering in this time of uncertainty for something familiar, but I couldn't go back to where I was from. We know this in life, these times and these seasons where we face uncertainty and we desperately want something familiar, but we can't quite go there. In the story of the Magi today, again, we don't know how many. In fact, there may have even been women, right? We just know that there were a bunch of these people called Magi. And they're traveling, and they really don't know exactly where they're going, for they need to stop. And they, in this scene that is really laced with political satire, where the king of the Jews doesn't really know who the real king of the Jews is and doesn't know the scriptures. But eventually these Magi get told where to go, and they finally figure it out, and they have this great epiphany, this moment of worshiping the newborn king. But then they're warned in a dream that the way they got there cannot be the way that they go home. Again, the way that they got there can't be the way that they go home. And this is really where I'm feeling this week, this season right now. As we turn the calendar, and as I think about 2020, I sense a lot of uncertainty about what's ahead. How bad will inflation be? How long will this current wave last? Will there be anybody who wants to work in a hospital after all of this? Or more concretely, I'm hoping that my kids are supposed to go to school tomorrow, but I'm skeptical whether there will be enough teachers who are healthy. Again, 2022 promises, if nothing else, profound uncertainty. So I'm clinging and looking for a familiar playbook, a map that I know. But my problem is, I don't want to go back and redo 2021. Does anybody here want to redo 2021? How about 2020? So we could go back to 2019, but at this point, that feels like a galaxy long ago and far, far away. Too much has changed since then, and the map that we had of how to do this doesn't quite line up. And so we're, again, in this season of uncertainty, and the way we got here, the map that we have, will not work for the way ahead. And when we encounter such times in our lives where there's, again, so much uncertainty, and again, we just don't feel like we have the playbook, we don't have the map of how to move ahead, I think this often spills over into our faith and our faith lives. And it's often that in these times of uncertainty, we discover that our spiritual batteries are lower than we want them to be. Or that, just simply put, the community that we were a part of has somehow changed. We no longer feel connected in the same way. I know there's been, again, what really brought this home for me was Christmas Eve and observing how people attended on Christmas Eve. And first of all, a number of people worshiped online. And they didn't just tell me they worshiped online. I saw the data. There were people worshiping online. And I think many were concerned about COVID or had it in their families or had it themselves. And just as a side note, on December 26th, the daughters in my family said that they wanted to watch Kim preach. And if you haven't seen it, it's really good. So there I was on my day off watching St. Paul worship. But it was really good. It was really good. So I was impressed with the quality there. So there were some people, again, worshiping online. But what I noticed was that there was one group that was conspicuously absent from our Christmas Eve this year. And that was the group of people that only come on Christmas and Easter. The senior, somebody called it. They just didn't come this year. And it was, and again, you might say, well, maybe they were all sick. I don't think so. And what I began to realize is that for a lot of people, as we sort of emerge through all of what we've been through, going through the motions just isn't going to cut it anymore. Like if I was just going so I could hear Silent Night for a little bit, it just wasn't worth the hassle anymore. Yet I also noticed that there were another group of people that came, and they weren't just sort of random people sort of from the community, but I noticed how many people were bringing friends to worship. And the number of people that came to our worship that have started worshiping with us in the last few months. And it just was bearing witness to me of how many people at this point are not satisfied with the spiritual answers they had. That there's a sense that for the journey ahead, for the uncertainty that we encounter, that we want something more solid, something somehow deeper roots. We want something that we can stand on. And again, I know that for many of you, as you've come into our midst now in this church, you're having to refigure it out. Again, I know that we've had many people come from other churches and they were really involved in their previous congregations, but now that they're here, they just want a season of sanctuary in the midst of a storm. And there's others of you that are having a sense that the Sunday morning worship isn't enough, that there has to be some sort of bridge in daily life here. There's a curious phrase in the Gospel of John we heard this morning in the first reading. And it says that to those who believe, they have the power to become children of God. And I've always been struck by this because it's an uncomfortable notion to think that at some point I wasn't a child of God. What might this mean to become a child of God? Well, I think what happens is that when we go through these really challenging times in life where there's, again, profound uncertainty and the map that we had that often relied on our traditions and our patterns and our skills and our whatever else we had, resources, and we discover that that doesn't work. What we discover in those times is that we are indeed a child of God and that God has enough for us and that really we are born not of our will or of our resources, but of the will of God as a God guides us in these uncertain times. When I was, younger and in Germany, eventually I found something better than McDonald's for my solace. Eventually, I would, for the first time, read the New Testament as an adult, really in my life. And as I encounter this time of uncertainty now, I'm realizing that God is calling me to a renewed season of contemplative prayer. And I wonder, as we turn this calendar, where is God calling you? And I'd love as a pastor to meet up with you and talk about that spiritual map that you look down and it just feels fuzzy, that it's missing pieces for the road ahead. I'd love to sit down and talk with you, to listen to you and sort of figure out how God is calling you forth in this time of uncertainty. Now, if you've heard a lot of sermons about the Magi, I suspect that at some point from my lips or other pastors, you've heard that if you just keep searching long enough, you'll eventually find Jesus. I'm sure one of you has heard that sermon somewhere. But I want to push it in a different direction today. And for that, again, I want to keep in the Gospel of John. For in the Gospel of John, there's this beautiful phrase, and it says that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And that word dwell is a very curious word. That word dwell there means to make a tent. To make a tent. Now, I'm not a big camper, so I'm talking out of my area of expertise now. But tents aren't meant to last that long. Right? I mean, if you have a tent, it's not a permanent dwelling. And in fact, there was a time in the Old Testament when the people for 40 years worshiped God, not in a building, but in tents, when they were in the wilderness. It was a time of profound uncertainty, and they couldn't go back to Egypt and their enslavement and the way they were there, but they weren't sure of the way forward. And so God tented among them, and at night the glory of the Lord would be revealed, and they could see this glory there. In the same way in our lives, we are in a time of uncertainty. But this doesn't mean that finally when we figure it all out and when we finally have come to some mythical day in 2022 when Humpty Dumpty has been put back together or something, that finally then we'll see Jesus. The promise that John gives to us is this promise that indeed God is with us. And in these times and seasons of profound uncertainty and all sorts of change where we don't feel yet like we're on steady ground, turns out that God is quite capable of moving with us. God can pick up and go and walk with us. The mystery and beauty of the incarnation is not simply that we have a God in Jesus Christ who has a baby we can adore, but that we have a God who is with us. Is with us in times of beauty and in worship, and also with us in those times of profound uncertainty. So the promise is again, not that suddenly in some point in 2022 it's all going to click back into place. Rather, the promise is that in a time of uncertainty, when we can't go the way we've gone before, that God goes with us. Amen.